Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
That's right. Stay with us for the next 3 hours. You won't be disappointed. In fact, you'll be exhilarated. You'll be rejuvenated. You will not regret one moment of the next 180 minutes that you spend with the Odd Couple. Oh, my goodness. Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. You hear how excited my partner is. He's hee-hawing all over the place.
Yes, I
That's
am.
That's the worst hee-haw impersonation I've ever heard.
Hee-haw.
Did I do that?
How you doing, man?
All good.
From the drops, you sound like you are just tickled pink today.
No, a lot of good stuff going on, man. I'm just excited. Baseball season's a couple days away, Chris. I've never been more excited about my website.
Yes,
MLB bro, it's going to be groundbreaking. I hate to say that, but that's what I really believe. It's going to be groundbreaking, and so far the response has been great. So Thursday, please give it a look, MLBBro.com.
That's the first day?
Yes.
Thursday?
Okay. Which is opening day. Yeah,
I'll be so on there. Perfect.
There's something on there, Chris, I really want you to see. I didn't share it with you because I want you to see it. But we have a piece about Dusty Baker on there. So it's mostly 75% about the present-day players, what they're doing, and 25% of the content will be about players from back in the day, history of the game, stuff like that.
So it's a learning thing as well. Okay.
Good, good. Yep. Sounds good. All right. Yeah. Well, we got lots to talk about. Obviously, basketball is hot, both NCAA and NBA, of course. And obviously, the NFL is still doing its thing. So the draft is coming up, and there's plenty to talk about with that. And bottom of the hour, though, Jordan Burns, the Colgate point guard. He's an NBA draft prospect. So he will join us at the bottom of the hour, and we will speak with him. But let me introduce the Odd Couple crew. We have on the ones and twos DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, super producer Rob G in the house, and on the updates, our man Ralph Irvin. And Rob, what day is this?
It is a Trash Talking Tuesday.
Wowzy, wowzy, woo.
And on Deadspin.com today, I trashed all of the LeBron minions for crying and bellyaching about the Nets and KD and Kyrie and Harden. Just stop it. Just stop. And if you didn't get a chance to check it out, check it out. It's at Deadspin.com or on my social media.
Or you're going to probably say the same thing right now because that's perfect segue. Brian Windhorst, you know, Wendy, when I worked at the Akron Beacon Journal, which is where I began covering the pros. So I went from a high school writer to covering the professional. I covered some
Indians. That was
Indians.
A big jump, wasn't it?
It was a jump. Yep. And they warmed me up with, you know, I did a little soccer. I mean, this is all within a couple months. You know, I did a little soccer, a little hockey. Uh-huh. Yeah, and then they put me, I was like back up on the Indians when they went to the World Series in 1995. You probably know Sheldon Ocker.
Man, Rob. He's the best. He's one of the best baseball guys out there, Sheldon.
Yep. So I was backing him up and went through the playoffs and the World Series with them and then covered the Cavaliers my first year, 95-96. But Brian Windhorst was a clerk in the sports department. He was attending Kent State University, but he was working, you know, at the Akron Beacon Journal. Right, I go way back with Wendy, good guy. But anyway, his mom taught LeBron at St. Vincent St. Mary High School, which is where both LeBron and Windhorst went. But, you know, Windhorst is older. But so Windhorst today on his own podcast was talking about LeBron, and we mentioned this, Rob, at the All-Star game or right after, you remember, LeBron just threw mega praise at Steph Curry. Mad praise, right?
It was ridiculous. It was over the top.
Well, Windhorst addressed it today, and here's what he said, Rob.
LeBron thinks there's some doubt. Otherwise, he wouldn't be doing this. Because I know he feels a certain way about Steph, because I watched it.
The doubt about what? What do you mean?
Did you think LeBron thinks he may leave?
LeBron started recruiting him at the All-Star break. Steph is eligible for a contract extension this summer, and LeBron started recruiting him at All-Star break.
Yeah, but he might be playing for somebody else once the next contract's done.
That's it. That was Mark Spears, by the way, pushing back.
Mark Spears.
Let me give the Undefeated.
Undefeated, yep.
Right. Let me give a quick thing, Robin, and I know you want to hit this. So, look, Steph is under – he's not a free agent this summer. He is under contract. He's making $43 million this year. He'll make $45 million next year. And so he's eligible to extend his contract, but he's not a free agent until the summer of 22. So just keep that in mind. But, Rob, go ahead. I'm going to let you add it.
I just think this whole thing – first of all, I'm not buying in that Steph is –
right,
would
absolutely.
Openly go join LeBron. I just don't buy it. He's won 3 championships. You know the legacy he's built, Chris, in Oakland and San Francisco. I mean, why would you go do something else? That doesn't make any sense to me. Number two, this whole idea that you know, oh, KD and them and they wrecked the game and look at what they're doing and this ain't fair. Here's LeBron James. He tried to get Kawhi to join him and Anthony Davis. He already set up the big three in Miami. And now this whole idea, the notion that he wants Steph to kind of come to the Lakers and try to help him dethrone the Brooklyn Nets or whatever. I mean, what are people thinking? LeBron started this mess. That's why we're where we are. Chris and I have talked about this. I truly believe had LeBron never left Cleveland, Chris, we wouldn't be here. I really don't believe we would be here.
And you know this.
Not to this degree, right?
I've not been critical of LeBron. And I'm not critical. I think he was well within his rights, fine, to go to Miami. The Cavaliers couldn't build – the front office couldn't build a super team for him, so he went and built his own. I'm fine with it. But I do agree with you that there's no way we'd be seeing all this movement. There's no way. I don't know. I definitely don't think – and, again, I could be wrong. It's my speculation. But I definitely don't think Kevin Durant would have even thought about going to Golden State.
Nope. I agree with you. I think he'd still be in Oklahoma City.
Right. Or maybe he would have went somewhere else. But I don't think he would have thought, I can go to this juggernaut. You know what I mean? Like, I just can't imagine he would have thought that. I don't know that Anthony Davis pushes his way out of New Orleans. I don't know that James Harden pushes his way out of Houston.
I totally agree.
Yeah, it just wasn't happening. And again, you look at it as a negative. I don't, but we both agree that that is what started this whole trend. What I'd say about this, Rob, is just that those LeBron or Laker fans out there, and this is not – everybody knows I'm not anti-LeBron. You know, Skip used to call me LaChris until LaShannon and LaNick Wright came along. Right, you know what I mean?
Right.
Right, so I just try to keep it real and objective, but – all those LeBron and Laker fans who are complaining about KD and even throwing out there, KD has to get all this help to beat LeBron. Stop it. Just stop it. This is proof. LeBron is trying to do the same thing.
Yes.
They're both the same. And again, to me, it's not a negative. But Kevin Durant, in building this super team and bringing all these superstars together, is only doing what LeBron has either done or tried to do. That's the only difference. LeBron just hasn't succeeded at it like KD.
Thank you. LeBron has struck out more times. I mean, he had the perfect scenario. Think about it, Chris. And I get it. Kawhi Leonard's a star, already won 2 championships. But it would have been an easier road had he just joined Anthony Davis and LeBron James. They probably would have won 4 straight championships, right?
It would have taken a team like what they've got in Brooklyn to even hope to compete with them.
But you know what I'm saying? At that point,
it would have been ridiculous.
You would have looked and said, "Who's beating that team?"
It would have been ridiculous.
And he didn't bite. I mean, they had the money for him. He's still playing in the same building, and he would have still been coming home basically to L.A. He's from suburban L.A. So what's the difference, Chris? There's no real difference other than he's the star at the Clippers. That's the difference.
Right. It's his team.
Right.
And look, people can believe it or not. Obviously, I thought he was going to the Lakers. He didn't. But there's a lot of intel out there that had he not gotten Paul George, got that trade going through, he would have been with the Lakers. Now, maybe it wouldn't happen, but there's a lot of intel saying if Paul George, that trade doesn't go through, he's with the Lakers. But the difference, to your point, Rob, is he would have been the third wheel with the Lakers. And in the Clippers, he's his own guy. It's his team. He's the leader. He's the, you know, whether he wants to be a leader, in that sense, he's the best player. And so that's the difference. But that's the point. LeBron tried to build this team, and it just didn't happen. And now, if there's any credence to what Windhorse is saying, this is just another example of why you shouldn't be killed. If you don't like – I'll give people this. If you killed LeBron for all his moves of building super teams and trying to get Kawhi, and if he's trying to get Steph – if you kill him for that and you kill KD, cool. That's consistent. But if you don't kill LeBron for it and you kill KD, that's just inconsistent. And you're not keeping it real. So that's my thing. I think, you know, this is a new era. Players are looking to do this. And a lot of them, not all of them.
And KD, look, KD, Rob, I don't know if you've noticed this. He does follow, whether it's purposeful, subconsciously, or just coincidence, he follows in LeBron James's footsteps. LeBron goes to Miami to build a super team because he got to get this monkey off his back and no rings. KD goes to Golden State. Same thing.
Right.
LeBron leaves there after 4 years or KD leaves Golden State. Even off of the court, KD's got the boardroom. LeBron had more than an athlete. You know, KD's doing a lot of similar things, and it's good stuff. So I'm glad the off the court stuff, but he does a lot of similar things to LeBron, and so this is just to me another example that he's building a super team, and he's happening to have. We'll see, Robbie. They haven't won it yet, but now it looks like he's having more success.
They look like. I mean, the only thing that I look at, and I'm just being. When they're doing what they're doing, I don't care who, 17 out of 20 without Durant.
18 somebody's got now.
Yep. Is it
18? Well, it's not all. You might be right without Durant. Yeah.
No, But what have they won? 18 out of the last 21?
18 of the last 21 they've won.
I mean, Chris.
Durant played one game. Yeah.
You know the NBA. I mean, seriously, that's without Durant? You're going to add Durant and tell me they're going to lose at a higher rate? I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Rob, their record is 20-8 without Durant.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
That is the second. That by itself would be the second best record in the league to Utah.
Right.
That by itself, without KD.
Without KD. What are they going to do when they get KD? You think they're going to fall back and can't figure out how to win? Absolutely not. Right. Absolutely not.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. All right, your turn to weigh in. Is it hypocritical? Be honest with yourself. Keep it real. Look in the mirror, Rob G. Is it hypocritical to bash KD for building super teams when LeBron's been doing the same thing for years or trying to do it? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman. And I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, the Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It's the I Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Trash Talking Tuesday. And we're going to throw it out to you, 877-99 on Fox. Do you think it's hypocritical to be complaining about KD building this super team when LeBron's really done the same thing, or tried to at least? 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. Let's get to it, Rob.
All right, let's do it. Let's start with Nick in South Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, good. I will be honest. I think KD and LeBron's actions are actually different. So LeBron played 7 years in Cleveland without a single All-Star. He took that franchise to heights it never saw before, and he just needed a mentor to teach him how to win. All the greats had mentors. Duncan, Tim Duncan got David Robinson. When he
Shaq was in Cleveland.
He had Sherry. No. That's not.
No, you just said a mentor. Shaq was in Cleveland.
Shaq wasn't as good a player anymore, but he could be
Shaq
a mentor.
He could be a mentor. You just said he needs a mentor.
Mentally, Pat
Nick,
Riley,
Nick, be consistent.
I am consistent.
No, you're not.
Nick, what I'll give you is this. I think if you want to categorize them both in the negative, what Durant going to Golden State was definitely worse than LeBron going to Miami. I don't know who would deny that. But in principle, they were similar in that they both went to stacked teams. They stacked the deck. That's what's similar in principle. Yes. But, yeah, of course, going to Golden State was worse. They had beat you. They had won 73 games. They had won a championship, all that. But in principle, it's very similar. And what's going on now in Brooklyn is actually very similar to LeBron going to Miami. Only difference is KD's already won.
No doubt. Justin in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Justin?
Hey guys, what's going on?
Doing good.
I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it, either one, because they've been doing this way before LeBron and Kevin Durant came in.
No, they weren't.
Look at the Celtics. Look at the Lakers.
No,
the Lakers,
it's not
had
the same.
Jabbar.
No,
they
it's
had
not
Magic
the same.
Johnson. They were a super team.
The and, only I mean, difference. I agree with you. It's just the only difference is that the teams now are put together by the players, and back then they were put together by the teams. But you're right. They were
the
super
draft.
Teams, and they added
it's still
super talent.
Teams.
Yeah.
Because I mean, look at the Lakers and the Celtics. They were dynasties for years to come. I mean, the starting five. You could put on any other team, and they would have. One of those players would have been a star. You know, I mean, it's the only difference. The Celtics added Bill Walton players
to a team that had four Hall of Famers
to come from other teams to come. That's the only difference now.
Yeah,
I don't see anything wrong with it. I still think it's good for the NBA. It's exciting. It's going to be good to see the Nets and the Lakers.
That means, Justin, that you don't have a team, that you're in a market where you don't have a team that's out of it every year.
I follow players.
And have not, I could tell.
Yeah,
but it's you're good not calling for the league.
You're not calling from Indianapolis or from some city like that or Detroit or somewhere like that.
Well,
I get
my home sucks. Atlanta.
Y'all coming up now. Y'all coming up a little bit under Nate McMillan.
We're on we went on a 11 game winning streak, 10 game winning streak.
I thought
about
it was eight.
Yeah,
and then they lost the call. All right, thanks for the call, Justin. He said 11. Wasn't it 8, Chris?
Yeah, he exaggerated a little
Caesar.
Bit.
Hail Caesar in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
How you guys doing?
We're good, doing man. Good. Are you on a speaker? Can you get to the phone, please?
Yeah, give me just a quick second.
This won't work. You got to hurry up, bro. Hustle.
Yeah, we can't
okay,
do
that. Okay, I'm off.
Like, who was the dude that told us to hold on?
Hold on, right. He told us to hold on, right. Go ahead, Caesar.
All right, this is what I called to say. I agree with you guys. LeBron did get it started in Miami. But the only thing I would say the difference is between him, Harden, and KD. KD and Harden, they kind of gave up too early, and they had the tools to get it done. Their team provided them with the teams necessary to get it done, and they just came up short. With Cleveland, the GM was just – they wasn't good at doing their job. That's all I'm going to say.
I thought LeBron was the GM. Everybody told me LeBron's the best GM in the NBA. I thought he was the GM in Cleveland.
He wasn't really as much of that the first go-round. Yeah, it wasn't as much of that. Although he was trying to get Bosh there. But LeBron actually left before. KD stayed 9 years.
Stayed there longer,
Oklahoma
right?
City. Yeah, LeBron stayed 7. And then Harden, obviously, this is like his 10th, 11th year in the league or something like that. So, Rob, just quick thing. One of the referees, I'm watching the USC-Gonzaga game. I don't know if you guys saw it. One of the referees fell down, and now he's getting medical attention.
Wow.
Just kind of collapsed. I don't know. It's like, I don't think he's passed out, but he collapsed. And he's so they just went to commercial break. But we'll get more on that hopefully coming up. And hopefully he's all right. All right. We got Jordan Burns, Colgate point guard, and NBA draft hopeful coming up in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And we are excited to welcome in our next guest. He is a senior point guard for the Colgate Raiders. So you know he's a smart kid. He went to Colgate. But he also can hoop.
Toothpaste. Colgate. Okay.
He also can hoop. We are going to welcome in Jordan Burns. Jordan, welcome to the Odd Couple, man.
What's happening?
How are y'all doing? Nice of y'all to have me.
We are good, man. We are good. And as I said, you played at Colgate. And you guys had a nice season this year, 14-2. Played in the first round of the tournament and lost to Arkansas. What was it like for you this season? Obviously, a lot of it was broken up with COVID and everything. But how did the season, how was that tough? You saw a lot of players talking about how you guys are really sacrificing a lot to put on college basketball for the fans and the viewers. Talk about the challenge of going through this season and then your experience in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. I think, going through the season, obviously, there's a lot of COVID protocols and stuff, doing a lot of testing, a lot of quarantining, obviously. So a lot of those type things. I think for us, though, we were able to stay focused and, we weren't able to, even complain that much just because, we were just excited about being able to play in any capacity. So for us, up here, we were excited to play. Going to the NCAA tournament, man, it's amazing. It's nothing like the NCAA tournament. Being able to get there and play on that stage, it's amazing. Our team, we love winning. We built this culture here for the last 4 years, so. Being there, it shows how good you are as a team and how hard you work to continue to, do something for your school and especially during this time of COVID.
Jordan, one of our favorite people. We have a lot of former athletes come on as analysts, and Antonio Daniels is one of them. He's one of our favorites. But you guys, that's your guy. You know him real well. You play basketball. Tell me about your relationship with Antonio.
Yeah, man. AD, he's like an uncle to me, man, like a real mentor, a big brother, you know, everything. You know, he just he continues to spit knowledge to me during the summers whenever, you know, I get a chance to play with him and pick his brain a little bit. You know, we get into it a little bit. We super competitive guys, but yeah, AD, he's one of the greatest guys, you know, I've ever met, and he's helped me a lot, you know, through basketball. So
you being nice well. Now, I know he's older now, so you must be wearing him out on the court. Come on, be honest.
Oh yeah, AD know what it is, man. AD got a line up. I love AD, man, but he got a line up in front of me, man. He know what it is.
What has he told you, and what are you hearing elsewhere as well? You're entering the draft. You're a senior. What is he telling you about your chances of playing in the league, and what are you kind of hearing from your intel and things like that?
Yeah. So, you know, he's helped me a lot. I mean, he's told me, you know, I could be an NBA guy. Obviously, you know, because of my lack of size, there's things I got to do to make up for that. You know, obviously playing defense, not getting tired, being able to find and make shots for other people, you know, and just, you know, continue to be a leader, I think is the main thing for me. Obviously for me, I've signed now to an agency with MSG and Roger Montgomery, who was just with Roc Nation. So, you know, got some, you know, that's, you know, the guy I really speak to about everything. So, you know, he kind of tell me the same thing that AD be telling me. Just, you know, continue to do what I do as a small guard. You know, you got to find different things. You got to find your niche in the league to be able to stay. So, you know, just a bunch of little things like that.
Who do you does your game mirror, or you, is there another small guard out there that you kind of try to play
and
like
small,
them?
You're 6 feet. 6 feet.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody you could say?
Yeah. There's a lot of guys. I think guys like Mike Conley, guys like Fred VanVleet.
Okay.
You know, Damon Lillard, even though he's a little bigger. But, you know, guys like that. Jrue Holiday, I love the way he played defense. I feel like, you know, he's super close, you know, family to me. So, you know, watching guys like that who, you know, play with a certain grit, you know, with them, I think those are guys that I kind of try to, you know, mimic a little bit and try to, you know, pick up little things from them. And obviously, you know, Chris Paul, the GOAT, you know, he's the guy that kind of set the blueprint for the little guard. So, you know, at least in this era. So, you know, that's a guy that I follow a lot.
So do you – what kind of range – are you like a big three-point shooter? You mentioned Damian Lillard. Obviously, he's shooting from half court. What kind of range do you shoot at?
You know, I've tried to extend my range. I think as I've been in college, you know, I came into college not, you know, a great three-point shooter and, you know, leaving above, you know, 40%. So for me, three-point is something that I know I have to be really good at in order to stay in the league. I feel like shooting is something that almost never goes away. You know, it's like riding a bike. So I think for me, if I can continue to, you know, keep my shot right and be able to shoot from distance, you know, I like shooting, you know, NBA level threes or, you know, even further back. So that, you know, those are things that I know that those are shots you can always get up. So if you can hit those at a consistent rate, you know, you'll be good.
I heard you mention defense a few times. Do you feel like that's your way of getting into the league, that you need to be able to play some defense, or am I misreading it?
I think a little bit. You know, obviously, I don't know if I'm going to be, you know, the best defender in the league as, you know, like a P.J. Tucker or Draymond Green, guys like that. But I think you do, you know, need to know how to work gaps, play help defense, and, you know, send guys certain ways. Just, you know, the little knacks of defense that, you know, will help guys like my size be able to kind of throw off the opposing player, who most of the time is going to be bigger. So,
Jordan, what is it looking like for you as far as, like, prepping for the draft? I know they usually have, you know, these pre-draft camps. Are they still having those with the pandemic and stuff? So you set to go to those, or is it going to be individual workouts? Like, what's it your future looking like over the next few weeks?
Yeah. So, I'm training right now. I'm still up at Colgate right now. So, you know, I'm doing my own training, just trying to stay in shape. But once I get back, I'm going to be headed to Dallas, so I'm going to be training with, you know, Tim Martin up there and, you know, be able to get some workouts in. Hopefully, you know, I can get to the NBA Combine. And then all the little things, I think they're still trying to figure out if COVID is going to affect all the little draft camps. So, you know, that's something we still kind of wait to hear about.
How about your name, Jordan? I know that's a popular name. Are you any story behind it? Are you named after MJ or your parents or something? Yes?
Yeah, actually, my pops actually named me after Michael Jordan. So,
see,
yeah, Michael Jordan
I figured
was
that.
Big influence.
Yeah. That was tough. That the tough pressure. I mean, you know, you got a hoop. You named Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, I'm a guy that didn't really have a name early on. So for me, I don't ever feel no pressure. You know, I'm not even supposed to be in this spot for, you know, according to a lot of people. So for me, you know, it ain't never no pressure for me. I'm always ready up for any challenge. And, you know, that's just kind of how I live my life.
So now you're a Jordan guy, not a LeBron guy.
I can't say that. I'm sorry,
what?
But
what?
I'm sorry. Look. I was, but Bron just got this last one for me, and that did it for me. So
you got Bron is the GOAT.
You think he's the GOAT? Uh-oh, your basketball knowledge. What?
I take the argument though. Bron in my era though too. So you know, I
no, it ain't about eras. Wait a minute. One guy 6-0 with all six Finals MVPs. And one guy's lost 6 times. I mean, how could he be the GOAT?
See, for me, though, look, I've been to 4 conference championships, and I won 2. So you see how I can have that logic? I'm okay with that. You can have some losses, all right? You know, so you got to learn from those.
Wow.
So wow. Good.
All right, he had an answer for you, Rob.
I know, so you know I was coming for him. I was coming for him.
You at Colgate, so that means you more than an athlete. I mean, you obviously are intelligent. So tell us, you're graduating this year, what's your major? And if this doesn't work out, hopefully it will for you, but what would you like to do, yeah, if you don't make it to the NBA for a long career?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm majoring in sociology and minoring in writing. And for me, honestly, I haven't really picked up career path per se, but I know I want to do something with you know, black youth. I think even just in my area or just around the country, I feel like, you know, when it comes to the education system for our people, you know, we're not valued as much, and it shows when it comes to test scores and things like that and how you know, classes are taught. So I feel like, you know, if I can get into a field, especially with having the background of being from Colgate and having these alumni, you know, I'll be able to get somewhere and make a change in, you know, a lot of young, you know, black kids' lives.
That's awesome. Great, man. That's great. Awesome. All right, so before you go, who you got in the tournament? Obviously, Arkansas, they beat you guys. They lost to Baylor. Yeah. So who do you like in this? A lot of people like Gonzaga. They're running over USC right now. Is that your pick or who you got?
Man, I'm not going to lie, man. I'm from Texas. I'm going with University of Houston, man. I think University of Houston got it. I think them dudes over there is playing. They play crazy. They play with some grit. They play the way I like to watch. You know what I'm saying? That's the basketball I like to watch. So I think, you know, University of Houston has a great chance. But obviously, you know, Gonzaga and Baylor are just – there's some teams in there that can really go. So it's really going to come down to see, you know, who does it for those 40 minutes.
All right, so we're going to ask you before you go one more about the NBA. Now, you may have given us a hint already with LeBron. Do you have the Lakers, or are you looking at Brooklyn like, oh, my gosh, look at that team. Like, who do you like to win it all in the NBA?
Yeah, yeah. So Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying, they got a lot of KD and Kyrie and all that. But, man, I'm going to say Lakers in 6. Lakers in 6. But they doing it all for one man. So, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to go Lakers in 6.
All I'm going to tell you is stay out of your sports betting and don't bet on the games, because you go with that heart over the head. You going over the heart over the head.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know Brooklyn got a better chance, but, man, I ain't going to lie. LeBron just got something in him, so we're going to see.
All right. That is Jordan Burns, Colgate senior. Hey, man, good luck with your, you know, going for the NBA, man. We hope to see you in the league. We'll be watching you. Thanks for joining us, and
yes,
whatever that happens,
you.
It sounds like you got a bright future ahead of you, man. So,
yep.
So keep your head up for sure.
Thank y'all. I appreciate y'all for having me.
Yep.
No doubt.
All right, peace. That's Jordan Burns, Colgate. All right, more Odd Couple coming your way. You know what to do. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could.
would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Trash Talking Tuesday. You'll be able to call in and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports in the final hour. That's about 6:35 p.m. Pacific, 9:35 Eastern. So get your takes ready and come correct. All right, we are Chris and Rob coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Let's go to baseball, Rob. As you said, opening day just around the corner. And Francisco Lindor,
you know,
big offseason acquisition.
Great player from the Indians, right?
Yeah. From Cleveland. Yeah. Well, now you know why Cleveland traded him.
Right. I see.
As great as he is, right? 27 years old. The Mets have all, he's a gold glove shortstop. The Mets have offered him, reportedly, a 10-year deal worth $325 million. He wants, reportedly, 12 years, $385 million. Now, the owner, Steve Cohen, said this, Rob. I hope he decides to sign. The implication is this is our final offer. And that's what a source told some reporters as well.
Right.
You got to lock this guy up. To me, he has all the leverage, Rob. They traded a haul for him.
No, I get it. You're right. I mean, it's one of those things, but you also have to be pretty, you got to think about it. You just can't throw, I mean, 325 is a great offer. I'm not saying 385. Chris, do you think, is he the missing piece? Is he going to deliver a World Series?
No.
to the Mets. I like him a lot. I mean, his numbers are really good. I think that maybe, you know, he's asking for that. Maybe he can come down and they meet in the middle and it's 350, you know what I mean, or something right. like that. But if I'm the Mets, I'm going to hold closer to 325 and say, man, that's a great deal. We're making such a commitment to you. And as a player who wants to bet on themselves, there are only a few places you can go, Chris, to get that kind of loot. So you got to be careful. That's why you're not in Cleveland. We could X out.
Cleveland couldn't pay him that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So we could X out about 20 cities, Chris, where he can't get more than that. 20 of the 30 teams.
I think another thing for him to think about, Rob, is being in New York. Yeah, I like him too. And granted, look, we've known about him in Cleveland. And yes. Cleveland's had some good teams. But being in New York is different. And it does give you a degree, especially if you play well and your team is winning, a degree of superstardom, fanfare, and even opportunities to make money off the field that playing in other cities doesn't. I remember when Robinson Cano left the Yankees to go to Seattle. And I mean, granted, it was a good difference in money.
It was a big difference in money, yeah. And that's why he almost had to take it.
Right. Wasn't it something like 240 to 170 or something like that?
Yeah, it was a lot of money. But you know what?
I remember thinking he's going to fall off the map. Like, no, we're not going to hear much about him anymore. And for the most part, that's the case, Rob.
No, and that's what happens, and you're absolutely
Jose
right.
Reyes? Remember
and
him?
It's happened. And see, this is now Tatis signed, Chris. He got $340 million guaranteed over 14 years. So remember, his average is only 24.3, which is very manageable. That's not a bad deal, right? 24.3. Right. You're talking about 14 years from now, that'll be nothing.
Right.
Or 10 years or 8 years from now. So Lindor, it's 32.5, and he wants 385, and that would be the most new money guaranteed because they gave Mookie Betts 365 over 12 years. So that's what he would top if he would have topped Mookie Betts' deal.
He's not better
new
than Mookie
money.
Betts.
No, I'm with you.
And I get that's not what it's all about necessarily.
No.
But
you think maybe
he's
they could get a deal at 350, Chris, or somewhere that's a little under Mookie Betts,
yeah,
right?
I look, if I'm the Mets, I definitely don't want to give him 385. And I'm shocked that he's coming like this, Rob. I mean,
yeah.
But so I do tend to agree with you. The Mets got to get him signed, but at the same time, he needs to take this deal. So I do think that they'll probably settle somewhere in the middle. I think this is probably good negotiating by his agent, whoever it may be. But he's got guts.
No,
I mean,
I know.
To turn down 325?
You could play. You know, you want to bet on yourself, but you just got to remember, A, what if I have a bad year, Chris, and I can't handle playing in New York, right?
Right. You don't think you can't handle playing in New York until you can't handle playing in New York.
We've seen plenty of players wilt
absolutely
playing in New York, so you got to be careful. Number two, God forbid you don't get injured this year. You
right.
know, like that. That's reality as well. It's hard, man, not to sign for 325. Where remember, these aren't NFL contracts. He gets every single nickel of that 325, no matter what happens from here on out.
Right, right. He only hit 258 last year. And I get it, you know, some the analytics guys don't think batting average matters anymore, but I'm just saying.
No, I know. It wasn't like it was like he lit the world on fire and you're like, oh, my God, like let's sign him. See, that's what Tatis did, you know, right? Tatis
and remember,
is the hot.
He slowed down a little bit.
Right.
Toward the end of the season, yeah.
No, he did. But, you know, but his overall numbers, the Padres made the playoffs for the first time in 14 years. He was a big part of it, Chris. So you feel better, don't you, signing that contract?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, look, hopefully it works out. I think the Mets, you know, they obviously thinking they got something going, and a lot of people think they got something going this year.
No, they got a good team on
paper.
Yeah,
but he's a big part of it. So you got to get this guy – you know, taken care of and make sure he's a part of your future. So, all right, it's the Odd Couple. We got 2 hours left. Keep it locked right here, Fox Sports Radio. you won't be disappointed.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.